Please sit down. Now, last time I was here with you, it was the day after Maria Bergquist got married in October to Alexander. So it's a little while ago, and I was able to see them recently the other day for Maria's birthday, and they're doing very well, so I thought I'd let you know on that. You might remember on that day after, though, when I preached, Father Anders took the service, but I preached, I did a little mime of David and Goliath. Do you remember that? I don't know if some of you remember that. But I'm not going to do anything like that today. So if any of you have come expressly wanting that, now is your time to go, because I'm not going to do it. The other thing I have to say, somewhere between the 9:30 service and this one, I've completely lost the notes of what I was going to preach on. They've gone. So what you'll get today is just what I remember. So there we are. So if it sounds unsatisfactory, that's probably because it is. But anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about today was about Epiphany and Epiphanies, in plural, because we're still in the season of the Epiphany, and I'm sure you all know by now that the Epiphany means the manifestation, the making known of Jesus to the world. And it started off at the beginning of the month with the Feast of the Epiphany, when we remember the Magi coming. And then in subsequent weeks, we've thought about the baptism of Jesus, the turning of water into wine, and today the scriptures being unfolded for the people in the synagogue. And it seems to me that when we think about the Epiphany, a lot of it sounds like a sudden shaft of light on something, sudden shaft of light illuminating something. You had this almost literally with the journey of the Magi at the beginning of the Epiphany, when they were following a star, bright light of the star. And you seem to get this kind of thing happening all the way through the Epiphany. You remember at Jesus' baptism, the Holy Spirit descended. It's as if the heavens opened up and the Spirit descended in the form of a dove. And that's like a shaft of light from heaven coming down. You found them. They're probably not any good. They're probably not any good anymore. They've been screwed up. But they are here. They are here. Thank you very much. I can't go on now, can I? The notes have been restored to me. But what I was going to say, the next point I was going to say was, you probably remember that on Friday, this last Friday, was January the 25th. And it's a very important date, January the 25th, because it's Burns Night. And if you're, like me, partly Scottish, you end up eating bits of haggis, very strange thing. You proclaim some poetry by Robbie Burns, and you drink just a little bit of whiskey, don't you? You have a little bit of whiskey. But actually, the most important thing about that day isn't that it's Burns Night, it's that it's the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. St. Paul on the road to Damascus. And that is an epiphany as well, of a sort, because Paul, we read, saw a great light on him as he approached Damascus. So great was the light that he fell from his horse. And you had the dramatic story of his conversion. So it's a lot to do with seeing things, having shafts of light coming onto things. And today, in the Gospel reading, we heard about Jesus going back to Nazareth, to his homeland, and reading the scroll from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah to the people. And that great piece from Isaiah about bringing good news to the poor and bringing freedom to captives and bringing sight to the blind. And Jesus, in reading that, revealed that this was embodied in him. This is what he had come to do, and he embodied it like nobody else. He was bringing light, that flash of light, if you like, was within him. And it also links up with the Old Testament reading for today from Nehemiah, And we read about how the people of Israel had been set free, or at least some of them had been set free. Important to remember that, I suppose, on Holocaust Day. They'd been set free to rebuild the temple so that they could worship in Jerusalem. And as they'd been rebuilding it, they discovered the Book of the Law, the Book of the Lord, the Book of the Law, the Torah, which they brought out, and the priest Ezra read it to all the people. And suddenly the people were aware of that shaft of light shining in their hearts. And their reaction is very interesting, because their reaction was to burst into tears. Their reaction was to burst into tears. And I suggest that that was for two reasons. One of them were that they were tears of penitence, because the word of the Lord is able to convict us of where we go wrong in our lives. It convicts us. And I imagine that quite a number of them felt convicted of the things that they'd been doing wrong for so long, and suddenly the reading of the law had reminded them of that and had convicted them.